Ryan Johnson, general manager of the Comets, joining us. And Ryan, good morning and happy New Year's Eve to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, first of all, let's get right into it. The new AHL partnership, it's been agreed upon, extending what the Comets and the Canucks have built over the past number of years, a new deal that could last up to six more seasons in Utica. How beneficial is it for the players themselves to stay in the East Coast, where the bulk of the teams in the AHL still do play, so you deal with an easier, lighter travel schedule than what you might if the Canucks had entertained the notion of bringing the team over here to the West Coast?
Well, there's an extreme amount of benefits to what we have there in Utica, and it's a great job by the Aquilini family and Jim and Chris Gere of putting this deal together with, you know, the group that we have in Utica with Robert Esch and Pat Conacher, and that do such an outstanding job there. It's so exciting for the fans and the people of Utica. You know, I think the fact that we have that team on the East Coast maybe gets lost in the shuffle a little bit, and people may not understand what that experience is like there, the facility that we have, and what a great place it is for our players and for our group to develop. But it's exciting for all parties involved. We've built a special culture there, and you touched on a few, you know, the benefits, but we've got a sold out building every night. Our players are entrenched in the community there. And it is the ideal spot in my mind for young players to come in and learn to be professionals and develop as players and people.
And I was just about to ask a little bit further on that, because I'm not sure how many of our listeners will get a chance to go out to Utica, but the way that the community has bought into the Comets almost from day one, and the impact that the team has had also onto the city of Utica.
Yeah, well, it's amazing. And the things that they've, you know, the changes that they've made to the building. It's a sold out crowd every night. You couldn't ask for a better fan base in a situation like that. And, our players, really, really enjoy playing in the city in that building. Our facility is outstanding. And again, things that Robert Esch has done there to make our situation as great as it possibly can be has been outstanding. And, the city of Utica really, eats and sleeps the Comets, and it's an outstanding platform for our players to take that first step as professionals and kind of learn what pro life is. You know, like I said, in a sold out building every night, and there's so many benefits to it. Like you touched on, but you know, with teams and the proximity and how many games we play close, we don't spend a lot of nights in hotels, which results in a lot of practice time, which is essential for the development of players. The more time they can spend on the ice and not traveling in buses or in hotels is so beneficial.
Well, you speak to some of it there, because I think a lot of people look at the relationship between the two teams and they say, well, if they're on the West Coast, most of the games are played in the West. If the Canucks need a call-up, it's easy to make that, and it's an easier transition for the player. But what are some of the other benefits of the East versus West logistics for the Utica Comets?
Well, I wouldn't say, you know, there is obvious benefits to being on the West and the teams that do it. Obviously, it does present some challenges whether it's calling up or sending guys down as far as the actually getting into the city of Utica. But, you know, just to speak to, to what we have there and what we've built and a culture that is the fans, the facility, players know when they step into our room what, you know, we've built up something, and I'm glad we're able to continue it on, because it's something special. Our coaching staff has done an outstanding job of building that, and it's a lot of people pulling on one rope, and it's a special situation there, and it's unfortunate it is so far east, because I think it would be outstanding for some of our fan base in Vancouver to experience it and to see it. Because it is something special, that's for sure.
Ryan Johnson joining the starting lineup with John Jang and Bick Nizar. You have a new player coming in with Adam Gaudet. What's the expectations of what you will see from this player coming in for the foreseeable future there?
Well, obviously he's going to see a ton of ice, and that is the goal with, you know, with Adam coming down. You know, I thought his game has been progressing, even with the challenges of ice time, just based on our personnel and where he fit into our group up in Vancouver. So I hope this is just another stepping stone, and sure it is. And he is a consummate professional. He knows he's going to come down and play in all situations. He's going to get a ton of ice and just continue the development of him as a player. He's still a young man that is, I think, is we haven't even seen close to the ceiling of what his game is. And I think this is a great opportunity, especially with him, how he started the season with us in Utica, 20 minutes a night, power play, penalty kill, playing in all those situations is, I think this is just a next step in his development to keep him growing as a player. And the great part of Adam is Adam will be the first to say that is, you know, he doesn't just want to be a good NHL player. He wants to be a great NHL player. And this is another opportunity for him to grow and keep building on his development. And like I said, continue to raise the ceiling of what he is. The final product in the NHL at the end of the day is somebody that, I think we all know and think that he can contribute in a huge way.
And Ryan, it's been now almost a couple of weeks since Ole Ylevi officially announced that he'll be shut down for the season after undergoing that surgical procedure on his knee. And can you give us an update as to his recovery so far? I know it's early on here, but what his timeline is and still whether or not it's still in line with training camp and he'll be ready for 2019.
Yeah, he's doing great, and it's unfortunate because he was such a huge loss for our group, and in his own personal development, the minutes he was playing, he was such a horse for us down there. At all situations, he was such a calming piece for our power play. We miss him greatly, but also in his personal development, the way he was growing and. Had adjusted to the American Hockey League and his growth. But he's doing great, still on track for everything that we expect in the next season. And I think it was just important for us as a group to recognize this and to take care of it now when we can, that it won't inhibit even his off-season training. We already have a plan in place to kind of build him back through the off-season, and we'll get an even better version of Ole come September, and we're sure of that.
One more injury that you're now dealing with a bit more recently is Richard Bachman out long-term with an injury for himself. Is there any intentions for you guys to acquire maybe some depth in the goaltending position, or do you look at this and think maybe this is a good opportunity for Kubalkov to come back to Utica? Kubalkov, pardon me.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's obviously that's something that Jim will consider, but we're very depleted. On defense, and obviously unfortunate with Bachman going down with the injury, but it's the life of the American League. You kind of have to next man up, and you have to piece it together. And with Ylevi and Chatfield and Sautner all out, you can imagine how that can change our group there. And I give credit to our coaching staff and our players that. And we went through it a lot last year where they just continued to fight and to grind and to battle it out to keep ourselves in position, because the end goal for me in development of players is to get these guys a playoff experience. And we were able to hold it together last year, and such a valuable even to lose to the Calder Cup champions, the Marlies, in five games. But what that did for Zach McKeown and Thatcher Demko and guys like that experience is we're just trying to keep plugging holes and keep it together so that if at the end of the year I can get our young group that experience of to me that is development 101, is that experience of playoff hockey, and is a huge step in their development. And like I said, but it's a credit to our coaching staff. Trent Cull and his group do an outstanding job, and the things that, like I said, Jim will address or see where he thinks we need to be. But in the meantime, we will just continue to do what we can. And like I said, next man up.
Last season, it was hardly consistent with lineup-wise because you guys had so many injuries and call-ups and whatnot. This year, maybe a little bit more, but also not as consistent with the results. How does this go for the next second half of the season here where you guys can keep getting more consistent results, 17-16-2 right now. How do you improve the ledger there?
Well, like I said, the life of American League team is you're daily dealing with adversity and changes in personnel, and to have the loss of the back end and on the defense that we've had, and we've had it's almost like training camp every Monday, because when you're changing out bodies or guys go up or guys are coming down, it's not easy for them just to step right in. There's always adjustments. And so it's hard for our coaching staff. And again, they do such an outstanding job, and it's never easy with the injuries and the changing of bodies. But what we've established there is a culture and expectation that everybody's bought into, whoever you are, where you've come from, how you fit in. And, I think when we play to our systems, and we play to we're not a flashy group, but when we're physical and we're skating, we're a hard team to play against, we're going to continue to face more adversity as guys will need to be called up or guys with injuries. But when you have the culture that we have there, I think I'm confident that we'll be able to keep it pieced together and be able to, in the second half of the season, with, I think, which is a little bit, we've played a lot of games. We've had a lot of, our travel hasn't been great. And I think we can, especially with our young group, I think post-Christmas is when they usually start to take those steps. And I think as we continue on, they'll be integral parts of our group. And as they get better, I think our overall group will continue to get better.
Sportsnet 650.